This is Akashvani, Itanagar. The news read by Priya Badu. Chairing the 11th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog today at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, as India progresses towards achieving the vision of Viksit Bharat, the collective responsibility of the centre and states becomes even greater. The Prime Minister said cooperation, dialogue and sharing should guide interactions among the states. He said Niti Aayog can play an important role as a platform for collaboration, enabling states to exchange ideas and work together towards the vision of Viksit Bharat. Mr. Modi added that empowered youth will be the driving force behind the journey towards Viksit Bharat. Tai Tagag has been elected unopposed MP to the Rajya Sabha. Congratulating him on a social media post, Chief Minister Pema Khandu said, having served the state with dedication over the years, he now carries the responsibility of representing the hopes, concerns and aspirations of our people at the national level. His vast experience in public life will undoubtedly strengthen Arunachal Pradesh's voice in parliament, the CM further noted. The Department of Trade and Commerce, Arunachal Pradesh, today signed an MOU with the Indian Institute of Foreign Trade, Kolkata, an autonomous institution under the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, Government of India, for establishment of an export facilitation cell at Itanagar. The establishment of the export facilitation cell marks a major milestone in the state government's endeavor to promote trade, improve ease of doing business and support the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat through enhanced export competitiveness and market integration. Marking 12 years of the NDA government under PM Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha MP Tapir Gao and State Home Minister Mama Natung addressed a media interaction program at the state BJP office today. The leaders highlighted key achievements, transformative initiatives and various development and welfare schemes implemented during this period, emphasizing a decade plus of service and good governance. The Namsai District Administration, in collaboration with Startup India, Ministry of Commerce and Industry, Government of India and Arunachal Pradesh Innovation and Investment Park, organized a Tejas workshop at Namsai today. It aimed to promote entrepreneurship and empower local business owners. The program witnessed participation from aspiring entrepreneurs, SSGs, artisans, students and job seekers from across the district. Leadership workshop for regional Anganwari workers at the Government Higher Secondary School was organized with the theme Hamara Anganwari, Hamara Garv at Yazali, K.E. Panyo District today. The event saw a remarkable 100% attendance rate, bringing together all 120 local workers to reshape the future of early childhood education. The event introduced the Anganwari Excellence Initiative to celebrate standout workers and create welcoming child-friendly spaces. A 5-day capacity building training program for teachers from pre-primary to class 2 commenced today at Government Town Secondary School, Tawang. The program is being organized by Samagra Siksha under the Nipun Bharat Initiative of the Department of Education, Tawang. During the inaugural session, DC Tawang Namgyal Angmo felicitated principals and headmasters of higher secondary and secondary schools across the district for their outstanding performance in the recently declared CBSE examinations. An awareness program on Khet Bachao Abhiyan was organized by District Agriculture Officer and Krishi Vigyan Kendra Balek at Rayang 1 village today. Around 36 farmers and farm women participated in the program. Awareness on balanced use of fertilizer, natural farming, Kisan Sarathi portal registration, use of Bijamrit, Jivamrit, preservation of indigenous seeds, natural ethnic cultivation practices, importance of protection of plant variety and Farmers' Right Act were imparted. The 52nd Capital Complex Dri Festival Volleyball Championship 2026 began today at Dri Ground, Papunala, Naharlagan. A total of 9 teams in men's and women's category are taking part in this edition. The opening match was played between the defending champions Sambi Club and Huto Club, in which the former beat the latter by 2-1. The theme of this year's celebration is Honoring the Pioneer, a tribute to late Lord Koji, who was instrumental in realizing the modern-day Dri celebration. Month-long 2026 FIFA World Cup kicks off tonight at the historic Estadio Azteca in Mexico City. In the opening match, host Mexico will take on South Africa in a Group A clash. The match begins at 12:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. The edition of the World Cup will be the biggest in history, with an expansion from 32 to 48 teams. The tournament will run till July 19 across the United States, Canada, and Mexico. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.